You are listening to King's Speech.
Hello, hello, this is King for the King's Speech podcast, and it is the 17th of March 2015. It's been a while since I've posted off my last podcast. Last time, I believe I was talking about the work industry, but this week, there's a few things going on, actually. A lot of things have gone on. We've had a big weekend, really. We've had the Arnold Classic come by in Melbourne. We've had the Australian Grand Prix, where, spoiler alert, Lewis Hamilton watched it. I mean, if you guys haven't watched it, Lewis Hamilton won. And number three, we have a lot of debate and just dramas with the Bali 9 executions. And I was going to actually talk about that like a couple of weeks before this post. I was gonna talk about how fucked I think the situation is. Well, first of all, it's on the radio a lot, right? And when you're driving to work, you know, you can't listen to anything else but the radio. And just the fucking level of arrogance that comes from Australia and the Australian public just astonishes me, I think. And I want to talk about that. So basically, Bali and Australia have been negotiating the terms of, not the terms, but like, fucking give us, you know, give us some mercy, you know what I mean? So don't kill these two guys. However, these two guys did do a crime that's punishable by death. You know, it was a long time ago. It was what, like 2005, 2006. They got 2005, 2006. It was a long time ago. So, and they've been in jail ever since, and they've been good people. They've been mentors. They've tried as hard as they can to make it look like that they've changed. They've formed groups. Some of them became religious. A lot of them became teachers. I think one of them became a business owner, and it was doing online stuff, which is really good stuff. Like, I like hearing that. Like, you know, a lot of the times you'd probably think prisoners just fucking do shit all day and just like stab each other and, you know, carry out hits and stuff in prison. But I mean, in Balinese prison, it's like we don't know much about it. You know, we don't know much about the prisons in Indonesia. You think they'd be fucking horrific. But I haven't heard much. I haven't heard much of bad stuff like as I do in, you know, San Quentin and all that in America. Or Alcatraz. But like going back to it, the main guys, basically the most talked about ones are the ones who are, you know, getting executed. The rest are imprisoned. So we've got Andrew Chan, and we've got Myron Sukumaran. So those two guys are going to be executed pretty much soon, right? And they were supposed to be executed, like, I think like last week or 2 weeks ago. However, there's been a few delays and a few fuck-ups. And a lot of them are actually quite fucking suspicious, honestly. Okay, so for one, I'll get to the Australian reaction later on. You know how I was talking about how arrogant they fucking were. I'll tell you why. But I'll tell you why before, but I'll give you a bit of a background. So basically, there's a bit of suspicion rising when I think the judge didn't read their what do you call it, that thing where they where you sort of appeal for clemency or something. So the judge didn't read it properly, and he didn't like he didn't want to approve it. And I think no, I think it wasn't the judge. I think it was Widodo, sorry, Widodo. He didn't want to, which is the president. He didn't even read it or something like that. And like he just said, "Nah, fuck you. You're still dying." You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of sus. And he's kind of making me feel like he's not really going following protocol. He's more following a pressure of trying to basically make Indonesia and their country not look soft. So there's a lot of pressure surrounding Widodo being like, if he fucking like just lets them go, then the country just looks soft, right? And who knows? People might just keep going and bringing more drugs in, and they don't give a fuck because they're like, oh, well, those two guys got off, so there's a chance I'll get off too. It decreases my chance of dying. You know what I mean? So it probably does motivate them a bit more, like future drug moles, moles, moles. Oh, fuck, I don't know how to say that word. Drug traffickers, to commit the drug offenses, and it's actually fucking insane how bad drugs is actually in Indonesia. You gotta understand how bad it is. It's a nightmare. Drugs in Indonesia is an absolute nightmare. I think 60 people die a day from drugs, like a drug overdose, and it's because fuckheads come in and they deal to these addicts, and then they just fucking kill them. They don't give a shit. They just kill them off. I think it's really fucked up, you know, and a lot of these guys are young guys who are trafficking all these drugs. And they don't know of the real consequences. They think, oh yeah, I do drugs as well. You know, a lot of them do drugs as well, and they think that, and they're like, it can't be that bad. But trust me, I've seen it. I've seen fucking dudes like, you know, near death and fucking having to call an ambulance myself, just lying there on the fucking footpath, and everyone's just walking around. Like when you see a junkie just walk. Just sorry, not when you see a junkie just pass out, no one really does anything. If you think about it, like I can understand why no one wants to do anything because they're just like, you know, thinking, oh, he's a fucking junkie or she's a fucking junkie. She might as well, might, they fucking deserve to die, you know. But like, I mean, that happened to me, and I was thinking, what, this guy's a fucking junkie, but hold on a sec, he's also like, you know, he's also a human being, you know, he's a stupid fucking human being. But he kind of like, you know, like if. Hold on a sec. Sorry about that. I had to pause. Someone's chasing up a quote. But anyway, so what was I saying? Basically, like, you gotta do something about it. Because you don't want some fucker. Like, no matter how fucking stupid and how much they deserve to die, you know, if you think that, then yeah, I can understand that you think that. And if you think that, wait, he doesn't deserve to die, I can understand that too. I understand both sides. I do. You know, sometimes I think, you know, fucking idiots walking around, you know, starting people in fights. Yeah, a lot of them deserve to die or get bashed or something. Do you know what I mean? So it's the same principle. If you fucking going around taking drugs, these guys might be dealers as well. They might have done some horrific shit. Yeah, I can see why you think they, you know, deserve to fucking die. But I can also think like, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone deserves to die. Like, they are still human beings, and they still get to fucking deserve second chances. Which brings me back to Andrew Chan and Maran Sukumaran. You know, so these guys, right? They've got a fucking death penalty coming up, right? And how old are these guys? You know, like, I think he was around my age when he got convicted. You know. It was like around my age, and I'm just thinking, shit, what if the fuck happened to me? It's pretty fucking young. Maran Sukumaran is 33 now. I think Andrew Chan is a bit old, a bit, you know, younger, 31. So it happened to them, like, when they were in the early 20s. And it's like times have changed. It's been 10 years, a long fucking time. Long fucking time, man. 20 years, 10 years. A lot can change, actually, I think. And honestly, I do believe in second chances. But then again, I kind of think that, yeah, they kind of deserve to die. Because, like, I got two sides about it. I'm very mixed feelings about it. Like, for one, you're fucking bringing in drugs to a fucking country that is ridiculously strict on it and will kill you if you do it. Like, how fucking stupid can you, can't you just do it here? Do you know what I mean? So, one, yes, you should die because you did that. But two, everyone does get his fucking second chance. And then three, if they do get second chances, then people are gonna keep from fucking doing it. Like, there's gonna be more motivation and more encouragement, like just indirect encouragement for future fucking kids to be drug mules, or fucking traffickers. Oh, I can't say that. So, like, I hope you understand what I'm trying to get at, and I do understand both sides. I really do. I'm very mixed about it. It's probably the most mixed topic I am about. It's like the death penalty. I'm really fucking mixed about it. Also, I'm also mixed how I think death penalties can be really bad because the last guy that got executed in Australia was fucking innocent. So that was back in like 1960s or something. He was fucking innocent in Victoria as well. But they're really strict and they take ages to execute someone these days. Last guy that got executed from Australia was Van Nguyen, and he was a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Absolute fucking idiot. But I can understand what he was going through, but absolute fucking idiot. He was a young kid and he needed money, and I think he wanted to pay off his brother's debts. And the dude was fucked. He was raised by a single mom. He just had a fucked family, Like, he didn't know anything where it was going or anything. And he ended up meeting like some bad people, and they got him to fucking smuggle drugs into, I think it was into another country. Like, he was supposed to go to another country, but he went through Singapore, and Singapore fucking caught him. And he wasn't even supposed to go into Singapore. And then they fucking executed him, Like, it's bad. Like, it fucks people's lives. You have no idea how fucked drugs are. It just completely destroys someone's life. But you can't stop it. That's the thing. You can't stop it, but you can enforce, like, you can be like, if you do it, then we're gonna execute it. You can do that. But then again, if you do that and then, oh, I'll let you go, what does that make your country look? Makes your government look like a fucking bunch of soft cocks. So I understand what Widodo is doing. And to be honest, I think the best, it's hard to say, but the best for me, I would probably think that, yeah, they should die. Like, I'm more towards that side. Like, they do look like, they look like good guys at the moment, but yeah, they probably should die, more towards that side, because it's a fucking horrible crime, and you fuck people's lives, and not even that, you kill them, like, eventually, you kill them slowly. I know everyone's dying slowly, but, like, this one is fucked. Like, drugs create so many fucking problems, man, and, what the fuck do you think life would be like if every single drug was legalized? Every drug. Do you think there'll be any crimes? Like, the think about the cartels in South America. Do you think that they would even fucking exist? Or the bikies in Australia? Or the bikies anywhere? Like, I don't think that would fucking exist. The bikies would just be riding around in bikes, nothing to fucking do. Like, they've got no industry, 'cause like they've got fucking retail shops selling cocaine and shit now. I mean, look at what they did with the cigarettes, right? Well, I think they banned cigarettes once, didn't they? And everyone was getting on that shit. They banned alcohol too during Prohibition. And everyone was getting onto that. You know, they had the Boston boys, the Boston Mafia and all that. I was watching Boardwalk Empire. Hold on a sec. Sorry, I had to pause it again. Had to pause it again. Damn, people bothering me about during my break. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay. So, you know what? I've been going on about that too much. I think it's time to talk about what's happening now. First of all, what's happening now, what's making news is fucking every single Australian, basically, like every single one of them, telling everyone and like fucking patting themselves on the back, saying shit like, everyone should just fucking boycott Bali. I'm not gonna fucking spend a cent there anymore. I'm gonna boycott that fucking country forever. And, you know, it's a shit fucking, not a country, it's a shit fucking place. You know, I'm never gonna go back there. I'm never gonna fucking, you know, surf the beaches there anymore and have that nice food and, you know, relax. I'm never gonna fucking do it there ever again. Like, can you fucking believe the arrogance in that statement? You got actual fucking grown-ups who are so against the killings of two of their own citizens. So they fucking resort to saying, I'm gonna boycott being a tourist there. Can you fucking believe that? Like they say shit like, let's us all Australians boycott this nation or country or whatever. And I'm just thinking, fuck, you guys are just cunts saying that. Like, who the fuck are you to, like, who the fuck are you? Like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna go to that place because you're not doing what I say, and you're not doing what we say. So I'm not gonna like, yeah, I'm not gonna spend any more time over there anymore. Like, fucking Australians go to Bali all the time. It's the number one destination from within Australians, you know, and the fucking arrogance, like what Bali has provided for us, you know. I haven't been there, but I've had so many friends who fucking go there. What Bali has provided for us was fucking ridiculous amount of what relaxation, a great holiday, great destination, great people. Everyone there is nice, and fuck, you have these fuckheads walk around saying they're gonna boycott it, like they're fucking protesting and shit now. They're going boycott Bali. It's like how many fucking decades and decades of fucking tourism there? All of a sudden, they do something we don't like, and we're fucking, and then everyone should just not go there anymore. Like, how fucking childish can you get? You know, the level of arrogance there, like as if we are the fucking kings. It's like we're trying to. You know, it's like, I'm not saying we, like the fucking Aussies, man, they're trying to like imply that they need us, you know? Like, it's as if they need us. It's like as if a random like shampoo company or something, or like a food company, some like McDonald's or some shit, they do something bad, like, you know, with their, you know, they fucking have some animal cruelty in the background or some shit like that. And then like everyone goes and boycotts them. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of like that, or like, you know, shampoo company, you know, has fucking burned someone's hair off, and then everyone starts boycotting it and shit. It's kind of like that, except the country, you know. So it's more ridiculous. You know, like I can understand a fucking, you know, corporate product, but Bali's a fucking country, you know. Yeah, I know tourism generates money and shit, and it's like a win-win. Australians get a cheap fucking holiday. Dude, Bali is cheap. You have no idea how cheap Bali is. I found tickets to Bali, return flights, for less than $200. It fucking costs more to go to Queensland. $200 to another another fucking continent. You know? And it's a beautiful place as well. And the level of arrogance that my fellow Australians fucking, like, raise is ridiculous. They go around going, fucking boycott Bali, man. It's just like, what? Who the fuck do you think you are, man? Like, they don't need you. Fucking boycott them, you know? Do it then. Where the fuck are you gonna go? What, you gonna go to the fucking, you know, you're gonna go to the fucking metropolitan, you know, rent a hotel for like fucking $300 a night? What the fuck are you gonna do? Then you know what I mean? Like, the most Aussies have like really seen all of it. You know, most Aussies have been camping, which I'm going pretty much soon, which is gonna be fun. They've been camping, they've been, you know, to the cities that look fucking exactly the same. So what the fuck are they going to do? Yes, I know, you're probably fucking arguing that Bali is a bit, pretty much the same as Australia, because, but it's only the same as Australia, it's because the amount of fucking Aussies that are there. That's why. It's insane how many Aussies are there. But yeah, I just wanted to discuss how ridiculous and fucking arrogant I think a lot of these Aussies are. Like, you can't just go around talking shit about some country for not doing something. Like, I mean, it's only one, it's only like one man as well, Widodo. He can fucking, he's the one who pushes the button. You can't boycott a whole fucking country, you know, because that country's president did something you don't like. And not only that, he's fucking following protocol, like, not protocol, but he's following his laws. They're doing what they were supposed to initially, right? What's wrong with that? There's a law in Indonesia that says if you fucking commit a drug trafficking offense, then you fucking get executed. That's the law. Okay? They're not going to come to Australia, right? The Balinese people aren't going to come to Australia. And we got laws against what? So we've got laws against, you know, fucking, I don't know what Balinese people do. I'll make something up. Like Balinese people just walk into other people's houses all the time or some shit. I don't know. I'm making it up. In Australia, you don't do that, you know. You don't walk into someone's house and say hello. You know, you don't do that. But if the Balinese people come around and start doing that, you know, and the Australians don't like it, the fucking Balinese guys aren't going to go back to Bali and be like, oh, boycott Australia, they didn't let me into the houses. I don't know, that's a fucking shit analogy, but I hope you fucking understand what I'm talking about. Like, just say Australia has something, a law that Bali doesn't like, that Indonesians don't like, and then they go to the country, they commit that crime, and then they're in prison or whatever, and you got these fucking protesters back in Indonesia saying, oh, boycott Australia. You know, do you think, like, you think we'd fucking care? You know what I mean? So, I think it's fucking childish to do that. So that's my point. That's my point, but, I mean, Indonesia has every right, as they do, to carry out their sentence and carry out their laws. For one, we are not Bali. We don't have Balinese morals and principles. We don't have their culture. We're different. Fucking face it. Okay? I know most of us aren't for capital punishment, but Bali is. Indonesia is. So fucking respect that. You know? You can't go around fucking committing goddamn acts of crimes that are punishable by death and then fucking complain about it, saying that capital punishment is wrong. You fucking did something wrong and now you're complaining about it. You know, it's fucking stupid. You know? It's like me walking in, you know, it's like me walking into a fucking a, like a store and stealing shit, just taking shit as I like. And then the cops come and be like, you can't do that. And I'll be like, well, that sucks because I want to do it. You know? So I think it's so fucking childish, man. And guess what happened after that? Basically, Indonesia had a list of all the countries that they consider for free visa entry. Okay, which means it's not like Vietnam where you have to fucking pay like $100 to enter the country, an extra $100, which is fucking annoying, but that's how the poor countries make money. It's not like Vietnam. So Bali or Indonesia had a list, and they had included us at the start. It was in November or December last year. Until all this shit happened. All this shit about how we should boycott fucking Australia, how we were complaining so much. I mean, it's good in a way. It's good. But when you start saying we're not gonna fucking come to your country, you know what? You know what they said? I think Abbott or one of the fucking leaders and shit on a tourist, I don't know, tourist fucking president, I don't know, of Australia, I don't know what they're called. They said, if you don't release them and do what we say, we won't fucking go to your country anymore, and I'll tell everyone and I'll raise the fucking prices for plane tickets and shit so that Australians are discouraged to go to Bali. Fuck that, you know? Fuck that. And now what? Bali ends up taking off our country of the list, out of the list of free visa grants. And so now, anytime you want to fucking go to Bali, you need to pay extra. All because a bunch of cunts decided to complain, decided to basically fucking. It's like a threat. It's like a threat. It's like the most arrogant threat. If you don't do what we say, then we won't come visit you anymore. You know, it's like, think about, like, you know, your mom's like dying, or your dad's like dying, or some shit. Or you got some relative who's like sick and's like a fucking vegetable, and you know, and she doesn't or he doesn't give you what you want. So you're like, oh well, if you don't give it to me, then I won't fucking come see you anymore. You know, like, Jesus Christ, man. We're basically, Bali's basically our like fucking little brother, you know? We go there all the time. Think about that. That's a good analogy, isn't it? I'm patting myself on the back. That was a good analogy. Think about that. Like, this is ridiculous and childish that sounds. You can't just say, oh, I'm not gonna go see you anymore. I mean, the fucking level of arrogance. We've been there for how many, like, we go there, like, I know guys who go there twice a year. Twice a fucking year, you know? One mid-year and one in the end of the year. Like, the fucking arrogance, man. It just astonishes me. Anyway, I think that about does the time for it. I don't know how to say that as well. That about takes us to the end of the podcast. I hope you guys think about it. So that the next time some fucking idiots decide to cross by Indonesia, you can assess the situation a bit better. I mean, yeah, they're fucking stupid, you know, and in a way they deserve to die, and in a way they should get a second chance. But anyway, time's up. See you guys later.